Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive. Welcome, Deep Divers, to a very special edition of Deep Dive. I'm going to say I, because I'm really going to be leading this session. I have with us a dear, dear friend of both June and I, Casey Rose Wilson, who is an expert in a field that you may not really
recognize
know
as a field.
And it is called, this segment will be called The Art of Small Talk.
Now, honored to be here.
Thank you, Casey, so much.
I have great credentials in this area.
Well, you do. And June, you're here not just as a listener, not just as a bystander, but as a participant and a lifelong learner. Because if the Deep Divers remember last episode, you talked about really holding your own in the small talk space and that I'd not really seen it out and about. And
nor have I.
Yes, you have, Casey. And if I may, the only two people who have credentialed you two are the two of you. So I know I'm in a seat of like learner, but I
lifelong learner.
Lifelong learner, but I don't see myself as somebody who needs help in this.
I know you don't. I really don't.
That's the thing. A lot of people don't see themselves in need of help in certain areas, but others do, you know.
And sometimes it's the place where you don't think you need the work you need it the most. Yes. So anyway, let me move on. And so
it's like when people love to say, they're like, well, I'm an empath. And it's like, not everybody's an empath.
No,
you know?
Not everybody's
actually not your strength.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think I'm an empath. And I don't think I'm necessarily like an expert at small talk, but I also don't think I'm like, I don't think I am bad at small talk. I think I do it with the best of them.
I guess, but you said, and I don't want to go back, and I know our deep
don't know
divers
about with the best of them.
Our deep divers, listen, I don't want this to be about an adversarial thing. This is a learning tool, okay? But I will say that you have said on earlier deep dives that you move about the world with the energy, don't look at me, don't talk to me when you're about and doing your errands. Now, I
want to pipe in and just quickly in terms of this, and then we'll put this adversarial portion to bed. But, you know, I've known June for 23 years, and I've been in some situations where small talk is not only encouraged, but required. And I've seen her fall pretty silent a few times. So
I
think you just
am
take
I comfortable
it,
in silence?
What I think about you, which is where you're coming from, June, just to bridge this gap, is I think you will give, if we're going 1 to 10, right? You'll give the greeting. But what I don't see are the follow-up questions and the going. And see, this is the thing, Jessica, because this is what we're going to talk about. I want to say going deeper, but we're actually going shallower.
But we're at
this should be called shallow dive. To go shallow, you can get deep. Go on, Jess.
Well, you can. And I've had enough Uber rides to know that. Okay. So anyway, June, feel free to pipe in with questions, you know, anything that you need clarified.
Feel free, June.
Hey. Okay.
Not that free.
Casey, let's back it up just for a second, because I'm trying to remember how we bonded about our love of small talk, because I know during the pandemic, we started to send very anxious texts to each other about the fact it had been ripped away from us. And I know June's smiling like this is some big joke. For Casey
it's
and
not
I,
funny at all,
making
actually.
Small talk with strangers, and I mean like 4 or 5 a day sometimes if we're out
sometimes
and about.
Upwards of 10, 20.
Exactly. Is our lifeblood.
When I'm out,
I don't see you this way, Casey. I have to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you shadowing her when she goes to the grocery store?
No, just to be clear, you do see me this way, Jess, because you know.
Of course I mean, I do, because because you send me when we have a really good, juicy small talk moment, we transcribe it and send it to each other just to enjoy. I even enjoy Casey's small talk. That's how much I enjoy small
yours
talk.
Lifts my endorphins too. Just
thank
to
you.
Hear it.
Thank you.
And I do think, and I want to say, I know this pandemic has been so hard on so many of us.
But I think it is a proven fact. We've heard studies. It's been harder on extroverts.
True.
I'm saying all things equal if we're just breaking it down by personality type. Okay.
Yes.
I've had shy friends look me in the eye and say I've loved it. And that means this pandemic, you know. So here's Jess and I include my father in this.
And my father. Cut off. And yes. My father.
Because I think you come by this very honestly. And it's learned behavior too and innate. But I think to be cut off from human souls and not just have the shallow, what some would say is meaningless conversation, it just eliminated from our lives was like ripping a cord out of the wall for me.
It really was.
Emotionally.
It really was. When I moved to Los Angeles, I didn't have, because in New York, there's so many opportunities. You're in
God,
a bodega.
God, is it a great city for that.
You're in Bodega. You're in Lomans. You're Century 21.
You've got the financial district. You've got small talk.
You've got small talk. And there's also a lot of interactions on the street. Like, are you seeing this shit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, and there's a lot of like a shared experience. So I moved to Los Angeles. There was none of that. Okay. And I was devastated, truly.
Because you're not out and about. You're alone in your car.
That's right. And it wasn't until I got a dog that I had an opportunity and a way in.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. And that is one of my biggest tools, even in London, where, by the way, small talk
tools
amongst strangers is not necessarily encouraged. And you're not supposed to touch other people's dogs, that kind of stuff. But Bibi and I, we had to get in there because I have a daughter who's very equally gifted at small talk. Mm. And so we called ourselves dog creepers. So we would see a dog on the heath and then we would say, oh, my, is that a poodle? We're thinking about getting a poodle. We would say that even though we weren't. So we could draw them out.
It does. Small talk does involve a lot of lying, if I'm being honest.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It
does.
So you're presenting like a false narrative just to have a conversation.
Yes.
Yes.
It's about yes anding. And
yes.
That is
it's not like lying, but it's like someone's, you know, whatever. If I'm in Target and I'm, you know, and obviously I do agree with this viewpoint, but just let's just say, you know, actually, I don't agree with this viewpoint. So this is a perfect example. I'm in line at Target. Here we are. It's September 1.
Right.
And the clerk says to me, Christmas decorations going up earlier and earlier. And I go, well, what's next? August?
That's right. That's right.
No, I don't agree with that statement. I wanted August.
Okay. Now,
but what
I
am I
will
to say? No.
Right. And then it stops the interaction because you don't know what happens five lines after that.
Where
right?
are we then?
Where are we? You're not going to find out where she got that eyeliner or what right. she's up
no,
to with
listen,
those false eyelashes.
I know.
Who watches her daughter while she's here?
I've heard about small talk from both of you that surrounds like pets and animals and maybe small children.
Oh, yeah.
To me, those are easy areas. Christmas coming early, easy area. Okay. So I think we're all
okay.
But when you talk about the art of small talk, like what? Because I've heard you both reference your small talk and both of you give the same exact example of Christmas is coming too early. Is there
that's
more
just one for laymen to understand?
That's for the civilians to get. There's one thing you need to do first, which is that when I go out on the streets, I'm scanning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're
for like
scanning for a warm body.
Yeah. And I'm doing a lot of smiling.
Oh God,
and
it's been so hard with the mask.
Opening.
It is.
I'll often go, I can't believe that person's not smiling back at me, but meanwhile I forgot, like, oh, they're wearing a mask. Don't they see what I'm giving behind the mask?
That's right. And so then you have to rely on your verbal skills. You know, it's like when one of your senses goes dead, you need to then the other one comes up. And that is true. And in London, people couldn't understand me in the mask as much because of my accent. And so Bibi was like, what do you do? You know, that didn't land. And
that's
I'm like, that's
hard,
not
Jess.
My fault. That's the mask. Right. But also, I will say it is an American thing to welcome a stranger with your face, to say I'm open for business with my face, with my smile. That is a very American. We do love a chit chat to a stranger online about something. It has to be something neutral, right? Like it has to be like a bag of snacks. Or, ooh, like, that's a nice one. Ooh, I haven't tried those. Do you like those?
That's great for an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for an airplane? What, meaning like what? They get
just they're pulling something out of their bag, a book, or this or that.
Oh, is that good? I've heard some great things about it. Yeah. But you also don't want to cue them to feel like you're going to talk to them too long.
Okay, because I was going to say, an airplane is like, I mean, that's like a prison. You know, you could get trapped with that person. I wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
Well, the only time I'm willing to open up a conversation on an airplane is on the descent. Because I know we're coming to a close. And then I'm like, I'll turn to the person next to me and say, like, so do you live here or are you coming from or going to?
Okay, that's something, June. That is something.
On the descent, though, never at the beginning of a flight.
But I'll tell you, here's where you can get from small talk, though, because let me just give two examples of passengers I've met. One.
Okay.
Our first vice husband, Doug Emhoff.
What? You met
And
him?
I did 6 hours cross country.
That's we a fascinating
didn't
conversation.
We stop from takeoff to landing.
God and bless America.
And I got his number
now,
in my
Did you know
phone.
Who he was before the small
We were not at the presidential run yet, but we were married. We were married. We were into the stepkids. We're into the relationship, how they met, how he supports her. We were into it all.
I love that. I love that.
But of course, it started with like, now, do you like Tom Clancy? Is that something I should get into? Of course.
That's right. Never that's, you want to compliment them. Wow. Whatever they're doing has to be something good that you want to know about. Even if you don't. Like, you're not going to read Tom Clancy.
No.
But that was just a way
or
in.
Or I'll go, my dad loves Tom Clancy.
And what you just said there is you made a connection. You said, somebody I know, that's a really good, my aunt does that. That's interesting. She's always been telling me to try it. I should try it because you want that person to feel good about their choices and that they have information to share with you. But I want to go back to, June, when you make a seafood, like a clam, linguine con vongole, you know, a linguine vongole, okay? The closed clams are the rotten clams.
Wow.
And yeah, I don't see myself as a closed clam.
Okay, and here's what I see you do, which I like.
I'm just roundabout.
You're
always ones.
Very polite, very friendly, lovely to any service person, to anyone that could
of
come
course.
Through our world, and we'll have some. And you're always like, "Oh, hi, nice to meet you." But I do want to, sis. And how long have you worked here? You know, massage person. Massage is a very big area for me. I like to talk the whole time.
So
really,
I'm
you
say
like
something.
To talk the whole. Yeah, I don't want to talk.
I
if
say
I'm paying
right
for that. I can't talk.
Yeah, I don't like to be in the shower, guys. I don't like to be alone.
That's true.
Okay,
me neither.
So now we're getting.
I don't
to
get
what?
Massages because I have to be alone.
It's
in
horrible.
My own mind.
So I guess as a service person, as someone who was in the service industry, and again, I don't want to. I'm not trying to change anybody, but I remember having so many people feel they wanted to talk to me and have access to me as a waitress. Where I was like, no, my job is to bring over food and I'm actually very depressed here and I can't give you any more.
That's interesting because nobody wanted access to me when I was a waitress. The access they wanted was bring me my food in the right order, please.
Yes, I think I was a good waitress and I wanted that to be enough. And I felt like I always had to, when they would ask me questions about myself, what's your name? It's like, I don't actually care to give that over to you.
I understand. I guess, would you consider yourself...
Yeah, and these are the attitudes that for us are why we are mentioning, you know, we don't know you to be an expert in the field. I mean, and I know what you're saying, which is like, this is my personality, but right, and this is our personality. So, you know...
You're great. Yeah, I mean, I guess the difference is like,
and
I'm not
no
sure
right
that...
wrong.
I know, but I'm not sure that either of you have seen... me, because I don't necessarily bring my best work out when I'm with friends. So I don't know when you would see me.
Over 25, 23 years, thousands
well, Casey,
of vacation hours.
I hate to bring
hours.
This up, but when we were out, when we were just on vacation together and we were leaving that tennis court and there was a man, I don't know if you remember him, who was about to come on.
Yeah.
You were...
Did he have a weird vibe?
Just mum.
Did he have a weird vibe?
Not a word out of Casey.
I was out of breath in the 110 degree heat.
I was the one who was engaging him, little chit chat.
And he, what did you say to me? And what did you say to me? Which brings us here.
I don't remember.
You said, and I quote, "The only time I like small talk is on vacations."
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
Which means to me, and listen, I'm not a like a rational like thinker. You know, I didn't get high marks in school on abstract thinking. But if you say the only time I like small talk is when I'm on vacation, that means the rest of your life, 90% of your life, you don't like it. And what you're saying is you do something you don't like all the time.
I guess you have a point. I mean, I do think
But maybe we could frame this more positively.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I do think that, you know, I have to be in a space for it. You know, I'll be honest. I have to be in a space for it. And I'm often not. But I guess my question to you both.
See, it'll shift my space.
That's lovely. And I can imagine that, you know, and I think that's the basic difference of like, do people energize you or do they deplete you? And for
that's exactly the question I was going to ask. Absolutely right.
Now, and for me, sometimes people energize me and sometimes people, you know, I need to be around people and connect. But I know about myself that I actually have to do a lot of recharging, a lot of like my alone time, a lot of like time with just like one or two people that I deeply trust, because otherwise people's energies really can deplete me.
So maybe you are an empath, is what you're saying.
I didn't
well she's
say
definitely
it.
A highly sensitive person. I mean, but that's true. As an
here's
HSP,
my question
that's
for
hard
you
both,
because I think what I get worried about is like small talk starts like, when does it end?
That you have
so
to have
I'm curious about one your beautiful moment. Line.
Yeah.
Now, I want to bring something spiritual and a spiritual element into this, if I may.
Okay.
And now, this is when small talk really tipped for me, because, and I say this to people like you or maybe like, oh my God, not even like an elevator, but like I'm in a very long line with someone, like we're doing some time here and it feels like a death sentence suddenly, you know, to some of you and not to me. But Marianne Williamson, former presidential candidate and, you know, self-help guru, said, and I quote, every relationship is an assignment. And she said, every single human soul you come into contact with, be that someone who takes a ticket, a toll, you know,
yes,
that energetic connection is there for your soul to connect with for a reason. And there's something to offer you.
Casey, I agree with this 1,000%. And sometimes I have given.
And sometimes angels are testing us.
Wait, what is
that? I know I'm going off the rails.
Wait a second. What does
sometimes
that mean?
Sometimes I think there's angels and they're testing us.
What do you mean? Can you please
and maybe these are tricks and games I play with myself to get through life.
Wait,
in a
what do you mean? Please back up. What do you mean about angels that are testing us?
I just think some people, you know, we talked about this, June, that might come into your life for a very brief second and have a major impact, which I think we've all had, you know, small talk or no, just like a receptionist who says something or someone points out something that's so kind of out of the realm of your thought. They know nothing about you, but they've hit the nail on the head. They've helped you in a way. Blanche DuBois depends on the kindness of strangers. And I think there's also something very energizing about getting kindness from sources that don't have to be kind. That is a beautiful life affirming thing. But number two, sometimes I think from above, people are disguised as angels.
Well, can
and
I say
there might be a little test for
okay,
us.
Okay, so here I'm not sure about exactly what the test means.
Oh, me, neither am I, clearly.
Will you accept?
Not really, don't know more than that.
I think you're saying, do you accept that message or do you reject it because it's from a stranger?
This is like a little running parallel also to small talk in that, like, sometimes these are just strangers that touch you. But I do think if your energy field is open towards these moments, they come to you.
Yeah, I hear you. So that's what you mean by the test, because it's like, are you open to it? Because they want you to be open to it, the other side.
I think they do. Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't think small talk was going to take us
again,
here,
none of this. I don't have a ton of evidence on this particular one.
Well, none of us do because we haven't been to the other side.
But yeah, I don't know that this is so much of small talk. But, you know, when I walked into that Marianne Williamson seminar and a woman said to me, just whispers in my ear out of nowhere, expect a miracle. And then when I walked by and I turned back, she was gone. These are the. But that's not really small talk, you know?
Sounds like big
talk. Although, God, I wish I'd gotten her to just talk about the weather, too, you know?
It sounds like very big talk.
Weather's a great one. Weather.
Oh, weather. Always with weather.
I mean, I feel like that, to me, if I were to open up with the weather, it would feel, unless it's like it's raining in LA, and then we can all talk about that. But first of all, there's not a lot of weather here. But it's also like
well,
it feels.
Practice. Can we practice one?
Yeah, sure. It feels kind of
because I think we can go a little further than.
I guess I'd like I to see we, the two I think artisans can last at work
for a while.
Okay.
Okay. So can I put you both in a situation?
Yes. Yes. Okay, and give great. Us some set characteristics. Set us up to succeed.
Okay. So I'm gonna ask that Casey play the part of a woman at Home Goods.
And this is a beautiful scenario, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, great. There's so much interaction at Home.
Okay. Former I'm ambassador like looking... at Home Goods, so I feel good in this role.
Yes. Yeah. And sort I'm sorry, of...
former spokesperson for Marshalls.
Marshalls. So this is a real
hashtag,
meeting
of the mind. Okay. What is it? Never pay. What is it?
Never pay full price for fabulous.
Okay, go ahead.
So you're in Home Goods, like looking at like picture frames.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you're both sort of in the aisle together.
Wonderful.
Okay. Great. Okay. Okay, ready? Oh, that's a good one.
Is it too green?
No, I love, that's what I love about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not the weird green. It's like that kind of sea foam. Like, well, it depends on what you're going for. Like, but if you have any kind of a coastal situation.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's great. $6.99.
I know. See, and that's what I love. $6.99.
You can't beat it. Even if you go wrong. How about this? You go wrong. What do you do?
What's
you
the worst it, that happens?
Give it as a birthday present. I mean,
yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's
a
cute
frame. The crazy thing is that I came here for a dog bed. And now, why am I over here suddenly in the picture frames?
Why do I have why do I have two salad spinners in here? This is
why am I eyeing an ottoman? This is what they. I mean, isn't it
good?
Just the darndest.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, take care. Good luck.
Oh my gosh, good luck to you too.
Okay,
don't let it go too long.
Thank you.
Don't let it go too long.
I was worried it was going too long,
and I no back okay, so away.
Can start, I give some like away. Thoughts and critiques and feedback?
Oh, God, I thought that was okay. Perfect, actually. So
okay, so I guess. At first I was like, "Where are we going with this?" Okay. You know, and I was worried. But then once I got into Home Goods culture and what it is to be a Home Goods customer, that's when it really popped.
it doesn't pop right away. You got to ease
crackling.
It in. You can.
Yeah,
you
can't. That was on fire like at first. At first, we have a little spark, you know.
You don't
can't start a fire
play.
Without a spark, as Bruce Springsteen would sing.
And I just said, and nobody heard me, you can't stick a dick in when it's dry.
Oh, guys. As Bruce Springsteen also sung, I guess.
Could we do
that
one
was
more?
Really good.
Could
yeah.
we do one more?
Let me
Casey,
give you something else.
You're going to
oh,
play.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Casey, I'm going to play because I was the one kind of, you were my victim. Now I'm going to play the coffee barista.
Wonderful.
And you're coming up. It's a really bright, sunny day. Maybe the first warm, really warm day in January.
You guys are setting me up. It's almost too easy.
I know.
This is the first warm day.
Yes. Yeah, it's the first warm day, like in January. Like
and
the first day.
Let's say we're in the East Coast. Yeah.
Okay, and we're on the
warm.
East Coast. How? Oh, it's unseasonably warm today.
Okay. Oh, unseasonably. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Hi, what can I get you?
I mean, I don't know. Is it hot or is it iced, right?
Oh, I know.
Honestly,
do you know what's crazy?
I'm open to you making that decision for me. Please.
Believe me. No, I don't know. Because I came to work and it was freezing in here, right?
Yes.
So, and I was wearing short sleeves because I have no idea what I'm doing.
And it's just gotten hotter probably since you've been here. Has it been a while?
Yes. Listen, if this is February... Right?
Where?
What is Meg? Where are we going? Anyway,
where are we going
and
where does it end?
I know.
I know. I guess I'll do a chai.
That's a great choice. That's
do
a great
like
choice.
Do you like it?
Oh my God, I love the chai.
Is
you know what I'm going to do?
That?
Do this. Try the chai, but with the shot of that cinnamon thing they put in it.
Okay,
let me do that for you.
Thank
I'll do that
you.
For you. Let me see if you
really?
Like it.
Really? Thank
okay.
you. And if All I don't right. like it, I really appreciate that.
Okay.
You're so nice.
Oh, please.
Okay, bring your umbrella because we don't know where today is.
I know we really don't. We okay. really don't. It could
bye.
Be anything. It could
yeah.
be a hurricane. Okay, bye.
Okay. I'm starting to really understand you guys. I'm starting to really understand. This is like seeing two masters at work. Yeah. I mean, this
it's
should
art.
Is the art of small talk or conversations that don't matter. You know, conversations.
But again, you're missing it. It does matter. Because
no.
Barista,
they do and they don't matter. Yes, they do and they
right,
don't. Now,
right.
I still feel like they're going
deep.
On a little too long for my comfort level.
Yeah, yeah.
Well we're probably...
You're easing in, June.
Yeah, you're going to find
your own. And also, we're probably doing it a bit
longer.
That
dick is just knocking at the door for you.
we're trying to give you guys options, but like, yeah, some of it will just be hot or cold. I don't know which way to go. Oh my gosh. I know it's crazy out
one
there.
One might be God. And that's it. Credit card. I can't even remember last time I carried cash. Have a great one.
That exactly. And also if there's love a it line, don't love you it dare go on.
Yeah.
If there's a line of people behind you, you need to be respectful of
or
that.
I will bring the person behind me in. Now, I of like course to tag people in.
Yes.
He's got the right idea with that coat.
Exactly. What, and then that guy goes, oh, I'm a part of it.
Yes.
We're all a part
and
of the human
experience.
And
now we're all having this like kind of, and he's like, my wife told me the wrong thing, clearly. And I'm like, well, why don't you look it up yourself, sir? We're needing our then, wives for
and
this.
And then the barista goes, okay. You know what I mean? Like, and then she gets on your side. Do you know exactly what I mean about the wife thing? Right. And then we're all together in this experience. Now, the French,
small
I will
talk
say
is
this.
Very helpful with people of opposite political persuasions. Now, this is where sometimes I regain my sense and faith in humanity. Hmm.
Tell me.
Great small talk topics include Sex in the City, number one.
Oh,
the original.
Okay.
The original.
I was going to say that.
They're not going to go for like the new woke one.
Yeah,
okay.
They're not going to go for that.
No. But like, I have relatives, you know, unfortunately, yes, who are, and it'll just be like a lot of talk about Sex in the City, who's a Carrie, who's a, you know, things like that.
Right, right. Any kind of new thing out, you know, like a new, like a movie or a TV show, but you have to make sure it's something that really everybody is watching.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah
a neutral ground. You know, ooh, great one. This is so easy. I love that brooch.
Oh, you can, beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Can I
where
just
did you
tell
get
you?
That?
Where did you get that? Oh, it's an heirloom. Oh, are you kidding? It's from my great grandmother's. Oh my
that's
gosh,
so
that's
nice
so special. Yeah, you know, she was French. And so she, French. Are you so lucky? Oh my God.
I heard
give
I was French on my 23andMe, but I don't really know what that
I don't
means.
Really,
but it
I don't
sounds wonderful.
Is that right? Oh my God. Someone told me I had 3% Neanderthal. Now, sometimes BB tells me I go one step too far. And I make it weird. It
sounds like, right.
Yeah. But now that Neanderthal comment
now,
could go either
people
way.
People don't want to play because they are
yeah, what do you
in
do
their
in that
own
situation
energy. Yeah.
You own it. I don't care. And also, I don't
I
necessarily
will get
agree
them
with
no
her
matter what.
Yeah. And I don't, sometimes
no matter
saying
what. My
the,
dad does
the
this
odd
too
thing, sometimes saying the odd thing you think will ruin it, but actually endears you more to them because you're willing to take a risk.
Yes. When you get them, they respect you. And now we're like, now they're throwing in a free pack of gum.
I get so much free stuff.
Me
you
too
got no idea. I didn't do it for the free smoothie, though. I want to be very clear. I don't do it
you
for free
never
stuff.
Never your intention.
You
they'll
stuff
sniff it out. They'll smell it. The one other thing I want to just bring up is a course I took at Miraval by myself in a lower time. And it was on the docket and I went at like 7 p.m. by myself. I'm lucky to be there, of course, you know, but like, it's strange. I signed up for a lecture called The Magic of Synchronicity.
Okay.
And the magic of coincidences. And these things will come to us. They, you know, someone will say something in small talk. This is what I mean about it going more where you cannot believe they're bringing up the thing you were thinking on the drive over. Or you cannot believe the movie they're referencing that you just wondered, should I watch? Or they confirm something. And then when you see it three times, you know, now we're in a spiritual place.
Okay, I love that. I never, but you have to be looking out for it. Otherwise, you won't.
That's what I mean.
Notice
I just,
it.
Small talk allows eyes peeled, more opportunities for connection that can also, I think, have higher meaning too. And I know I'm trying to go a spiritual way, and I don't know.
Case, tell me this: do you have a child who seems to be gifted at small talk?
I don't.
No, the youngest, I think, Bear might
youngest
have it.
Maybe might get there. Yes.
He's too young now to tell.
So every I say like, hi, Bear. And he's like, bye.
Right. But
so right now he's
you
in a place that's not conducive to small talk
for with his mom. But what is he like in the outside world? Is he interacting?
Not a ton yet.
Well, then you're
poor,
not bringing him.
I'm hoping to groom him.
The pandemic might be that he hasn't had enough opportunity because BB came of age when, I used to put her in a backpack, a hiking backpack. Because I like to be hands-free, like to bring her into a TJ Maxx, but like to get my hands on the merchandise. So she was eye level with adults at the checkout. That's how she learned. So if you want your kids to be good at small talk, You have to have them with you. And that's a very important thing.
Not everybody might want them to be good at small talk. You know, it's like soccer, they're, you know, piano lessons, like small talk. You know, it's... One more technique that could maybe feel more fun. So my dad claims that he has a sense of humor that is called Missouri humor, where he's from, Kansas City, Missouri. And what that is it's humor that exists and should exist only for you. So you're doing small talk, but it's really just for you to have a laugh. And you actually don't really, and I've seen this in action, care too much if the other person is finding it funny. But then they ultimately do. But it's a lot of like walking into a bookstore. I mean, a thousand times I've seen this. You walk into a bookstore and he goes, "Where are all the books?"
See, that's
you
tough.
Know, it's
that's,
more avant-garde or
that's
or just simply
texture.
Going up to a person that works there and said, "Do you know where the books are?"
It's like, I mean, that's pretty funny.
That's funny. Yeah, that's our really funny bit.
Again, he's laughing. And if someone just brushes him off, he is so impenetrable. He's on to the next. He's already on to the next. When he's doing one person, he's got his eye on the next person. And I see him scanning their body for anything possibly out of the ordinary, possibly that could jump out at him. My brother and I just go slacks. We yell to each other what he's going to go for, like what route he's going to take in.
It's like when the Long Island medium starts to, like, when she's online at the butcher's and she starts to do that, like, that lip thing. And then her kids are like, "I got to get out of here." Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm gifted. I'm. It's a gift that Phoebe enjoys my small talk. And
it's
also
the gift of gab.
But, like, for instance, we were walking and there was a gentleman. He was running without his shirt on and he had a poodle there. And I said... And I yelled it. This was pre-pandemic, I believe. I said, "God, that's going to be the most in-shape poodle ever." Now, it was from far enough away that he didn't quite hear me. And he said,
I hate these. Okay.
He said, "Thank you. I'm trying," about himself. And then BB goes, "Oh, my God.
Whoa, that's small talk
he
on a ride."
He thought you were saying, "You're going to be the most in-shape person." Now, again... Yeah, I guess it's a misstep. Is it? I don't care. I'm never see this guy again. Okay. And that's on him. Oh, I didn't carry that so with funny. Me. BB still
well.
Remembers it.
They
still
don't
remembers
all
go
it. Well.
Oh my gosh.
I love last thing.
And I'm comfortable with that. Yeah.
And really last thing. Like another thing I think it's good for is like we're in a gym, let's say. Now, let's say we
that
see an
like
older person or like maybe somebody you can tell they're like putting themselves out there to come here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're finding a way over there. So you're also I do a lot of frantic eye contact. I'm trying to get someone's eyes.
Yeah.
And then you kind of are like, you just offer a little something, just the littlest something to say, like, "You're welcome here." You
I
know?
Love that. So
a little something just like, "I can literally never find the towels. Have you seen them?"
That's so
it.
Cute. That's
and then
so
it's a
nice.
Walk away.
Well, because Casey, and we're talking, June, too, about being a highly sensitive person, which I believe, you know, all three of us are. What's interesting is it sounds like for Casey and I, but also for you, June, in one-on-one experiences, because I know with your wardrobe person, you ended up on the floor, you know, crying with Meatball. But for Casey and I, even in a crowded cafe, we are... aware of people of if somebody is suffering or in trouble. Anytime I see an old person that looks out of place or struggling, I love to come up and just, "Can I get that bag for you? Can I open the door for you?" And
oh,
then
well,
you can,
of course.
Well, right. But
now June, I will say, very heavily participates in helping the elders.
Of course. I mean, yeah. I do think, though, after, honestly, it was really important for me to see you both at work, you know, to see those examples, to see it alive and crackling out there was really helpful. And I do think that your small talk is elevated and that you do deserve the credentials you've given yourselves.
A place in the pantheon.
Masters of small talk.
I really do. I did see it.
Thank
I just saw it.
So
and I'm
much.
Like, I'm not on that level, you know? But I also want to make sure, especially the deep divers who might see me out and about, understand that I'm not trying to. So I'm not, don't test me out there, you know?
Okay, could I test you out there right here at the end, June? Could I watch you and Jessica?
Sure, sure, sure.
Let's see you try.
Okay.
And I want to see what it feels like for you.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Okay. So you guys are, we're at the farmer's market.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, great.
And, you know, we're in the fruit section and we've, you know, wandered up. And this is kind of one of the first days, maybe back in May, where we felt a little more safe in terms of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Great, 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 great.
Okay. And you're going to approach me, okay? June, I'm not going to start it with you.
You got it.
Okay. Okay.
When you're ready.
Didn't know if we'd ever get back out here.
I'm sorry, what?
Too dark.
wait,
dark opener. Very dark opener. Very tentative. Okay. Seems like you were like mentally unstable.
let me try again.
Neutral. I'm just going to give you one quick note, and that's neutral ground. Okay, neutral.
Understand.
Okay.
Light. Light.
Oh, light, light. See, this is why.
We get back out here.
Here we go. Okay. So I've heard with tomatoes, if you press just one finger into the skin, you can tell if it's ripe or not. Is that true?
I've never heard that. Is it true? I've always thought it was the smell of it, but I don't know. I always bring them home and it's too late.
Oh, well, listen, I mean, with avocados, I'm constantly
throwing
chasing
them out.
The avocados I have.
Oh, chasing the avocado. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, they have seconds. If you want to, they have the ones that have like a little bit of a bruise, but they're really good and they're half price.
Oh, they're called seconds?
Yeah, seconds. It's right over there in that thing. See if you get, it depends on how early you get here, but I saw some nice ones.
Oh, that's great to know. Thank you so much.
Go one more beat, June. You're trying to wrap it up.
Yeah, I know.
Beat, please.
yeah, because they're not cheap, so, but they're so good when you get them.
No, pivot, June, pivot. Shit, one more topic.
It's all the ending.
One more topic.
Okay,
she can get there. Let's let her get one more. Let's let her get one more topic. And we're just resetting from exactly where we were, the avocado.
I'm going to say, and
they're not cheap.
Check them out. I'm going to say, check them out. It depends on how early you get there, but I saw some nice ones.
Great, because you know, I don't know if it's a fruit, I don't know if it's a vegetable, but what I do know is it's the only thing my son will eat that's green.
Oh, okay.
Love that.
Yes.
Have
yes.
a good one.
That was
yes.
great.
I hear that. I would say something like, I yes. hear that.
Yes, girlfriend.
Wonderful. You nailed it at the end. Good
and we're
you.
Done. Preach and we're done.
I mean, but see, now I need to take a nap.
Okay. See, Jessica's flying high.
And I have to
so
go
energized.
Home. I have two children.
I feel I like, woo!
I'm like, I have a business to run. I want to take a nap right now. That took so much out of me.
Wow.
But it was beautiful to witness from the outside. No,
thank
I didn't
you.
Necessarily feel the COVID of it all. And that was a given circumstance. But I'm letting that go because that was beautiful.
Thank you. And
that was a beautiful pivot
first.
To the sun.
Thank you. Great. As soon as I said the first line about didn't think we'd be out here again.
Didn't think we'd make it. Didn't think we'd live. Really? Yeah.
What I meant was like at the farmer's market, like it's so great it's back up. But it was honest and it was truthful.
But how about this, June?
But it wasn't
three quarters of the way into that, you could have said.
There.
Then you could have said, honestly, I'm just glad we can be back at the farmer's market.
And I would say, now we're off the surface.
Yeah,
and I go,
ripe,
I really
rotten.
Am too.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see people.
It. Isn't it? I felt like I just couldn't. And also, I mean, it's just the food, you know, you don't know what you're going to want until you get there. I don't want to order it online anymore. I'm just done.
See, where I would go, if I may have a note, is I would go, I'm on me too. It's so nice to see people. Then she might say, it really is.
Really is.
You
yeah.
have a great day.
You too.
You too.
You too. Stay safe.
So Casey likes ending on like a very sincere note.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
It's like we've connected and now we're going to cap this off and we're both going to feel really good that we both wanted to live during the pandemic, essentially.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Well,
I, but I loved where you went with my son.
So did I. Because you're
not beautiful.
There yet. Listen, June might not be there yet where she can pivot.
Yeah, but that was great.
That was great.
And I'm so excited.
It was like, I'm a friendly mom. I loved that. Like, there's I don't want anything to stand out about you as weird as you know what I mean?
No, like, you're normal.
You're normal. And that is the step we missed for everyone out there. You're normal.
No one wants to small talk with a fucking weirdo.
So you are as vanilla and normal as they come. You literally strip yourself off. You're not anything, but like the wall.
Normcore.
Yeah.
The
wall.
And you know what? Maybe that's where I struggle is like maybe
you're too dynamic.
I have too much to offer actually that I can't just be out there willy nilly. Like it's going to overwhelm.
That may be true.
Yeah.
Like that may be true.
Here's the deal. Yeah, you had to do this, June, for the podcast, but like not everybody has to like small talk or be good at it.
Absolutely.
You know, and also the great news is there's enough people like Casey and I who are really good at it that will help you through it. If you ever get in a conversation with somebody lost, that person who is a master of small talk will help you and guide you and bring you along.
Or you might feel a moment when you're both reaching for the same thing at the grocery store and you think, I'm going to take this leap.
Right. Wow. You know,
we don't know. And that's to me, it's fun. We don't know.
I started off this conversation
very antagonistic.
Really antagonistic.
That was on me. I set that tone.
Yeah, you did, Jess. And I felt like I thought maybe I was going to moderate this. And then it was like, you're a student. And, you know, it just felt
you basically
like
were like, feel free to pipe in, even though you're the co-host of this podcast. Felt like I was given more.
Well, what I screamed before we went on the air was, I'm in control for once. And then it was like, and we're recording, you know, so that wasn't the greatest energy.
It just definitely like took me aback. But I will say watching the two of you, watching two masters of their craft at work, you know, and painting with fine brushes and then seeing the broader strokes as well was really fascinating. And I also think what I learned was just to reflect back to you all was like, you know, there are certain spaces that are great. A Home Goods. I mean, I feel like everybody who goes to Home Goods in general, like if this,
they're right,
what? Like if you're at Home Goods, they're right, probably going to be open to this.
I'm literally taping a voiceover for Home Goods right after we speak.
I'm so jealous.
And I'm like, you know, I don't even know what to say about Home Goods in terms of small talk. It's so
beyond language. Honestly, to talk about small talk at Home Goods is to be rendered speechless.
That's right. It's it is a shared experience.
It is the vein. You've tapped into the vein.
Yeah.
And you're in the center point.
And that's why when I feel lonely, that's where I go.
Jessica, because I wander there. You know, I have filled up carts and left them at the and then realized I've been there too long and I abandoned them completely.
Me too. I've had to do that. Yes.
So much wrapping paper, I just walk out. And that's been worth it.
It's okay. It's okay because one of the wonderful things is finding something in an abandoned cart.
Wonderful. I found a pair of leather pants there. Last thing. I want to just give one last, just don't do. I am not talking about small talk with a tennis instructor, let's say, who you're going to see every week. Because that's where I'll come over to you, June, is I don't want to get now all we do is small talk and I'm not getting my tennis lesson.
That happened to me.
I am talking about people.
I do feel like you have rigorous guidelines.
I'm talking about these are people I'm never going to see again, but what a beautiful interaction.
That's right. But you do not want to get too deep with someone that you're going to see.
God, no. You know I don't want that. So I wanted to make that distinction just right here.
And where I think that. I'm a little bit more open to small talk with people that I am going to see a lot.
Yeah, but, not me. And in fact, you know, June, when I get services, I get angry. The massage for some reason frees me there. But
it's interesting. I'm surprised about that. But yeah, you got to choose your target wisely. That's all I'm saying.
Choose target too.
And choose target. That's Lennon's. That's Lennon's domain.
That's now, her place. And I love that.
But I would love to ask her if she small talks at Target, because Lennon does small talk in her own way. But when she goes to Target, it's her church. And so I don't know if she likes to be quiet.
It's very private. Well, you know what you do with your small talk.
Listen, we've always said it's a private experience. And we've always said that you know, you either identify as Home Goods or you identify as Target.
Yeah.
And I also identify as Target, and we are a different
kind. It's very different.
You know?
Okay.
We're different people. We're different people.
And well, I think we've always known that. And
I'm going to tell you something. When you said that, because look, do I love a Target? Absolutely. But we're talking about identify now. When you said identify, I feel a sick feeling in my stomach. When you said I identify a Target. Just like for me, it's like, it doesn't wrap you in its loving arms.
Of course it doesn't. For them, but Casey, can we just say...
It's like Home Goods, it's like there was one set of footsteps. You know, it's carrying me.
That it is carrying you. But I would say one of the reasons I think you and Casey work as best friends and Lennon and I work as best friends is you're not going to always... If Casey and I were always together, do you know we would get nothing done?
That's right.
And it would be a mess.
I've gotten a glass of wine with you and we didn't get to one thing about us.
That's right.
It was this one, that one. Where are they from? What are they doing? Where's she in from? What's happening? Where's the rosé? Why do they only have that one? It really did go on and on.
It went on and on. And it was like 8 hours long.
There's a chaos to Home Goods, you know?
And there's a chaos to Casey and I.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
It really, yes. And like the bottom line. Where Lennon and I can connect is like sort of the order. And the sort of brand identity running through every single eye. That you can rely on.
And it bores us. That bores us.
You're not staring at overflowing carts full of like a witch's hat from Halloween and like frames and pillows. And it's just.
That's the inside
of our brains.
It's a
treasure trove, June. It's a treasure trove.
It is. Yeah. So it's just a different.
It's just a different person.
To go back to this, when you're approaching small talk, most people are like, ugh. Here I go. That's what we're made to believe. That's how we've grown up. That's what we've heard our whole lives. Okay. So we've been living with that narrative and it's hard to break. But I urge you when walking up to someone new, in the words of that random angel in Marianne Williamson's office, to say, expect a miracle. A miracle will occur here.
Well, I think that's a beautiful note to end on. And I'm honestly changed after listening to you two. I'm not saying that as a joke. I really did see the art form.
Thank you. I saw the artistry.
Much,
I did. Thank you.
I did.
Mean, I will say we don't need that kind of approval. Because
I did.
We already know it.
Well, you've booked this portion of the podcast out and called it The Art of Small Talk and said that you and Casey will be the mentors and leaders.
She didn't want to be here. And so I did appreciate that, June. Thank you. Yeah. And all I'll say as I sign off is... pretty hot out there for January.
I don't know what to wear to tennis today. Layers.
I don't know what to wear.
Layers. You have to layer. And I don't have the layers at this point.
I gotta bring my coat,
my like winter coat and my bikini.
I don't have the closet space for what this weather requires.
Oh, I know, me too. All right, take care.
You have a great one.
Okay. Thanks, Kate.
Cut.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go diving deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free one-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support this show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Anne Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnneGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more.
We'll see you next time.